you know, the good thing about the human body, it tells you the truth. You got one finger pointing, you point one finger out, you got three pointing back, right? What does that tell you? Before you point your finger, look at yourself three times before you point your finger. Judge yourself, lest you be judged, right? This guy beside me is in my lane on his phone texting. Yeah, but books, you're recording while you're driving. You already thought of that. Point one finger, three pointing back. I remember when I was 5 or 6 or something like that, 7 or 8, I wanted the truth. I started looking for the truth. And I knew that, I looked around me and I saw every, I thought, well, why are words stable? Why are we in this repeat every day? Go to sleep, get up. These were fleeting thoughts, but the way life is, it tries to keep you so busy you don't even think about these thoughts, you know? Why is everything repeating? Why is it when we speak a word, hello, how are you? It's the same tomorrow as it is today. And everybody knows what it means. Just like there's universal languages in a country, there's universal body language in the whole world. Universal body language in the whole world, right? Don't you find it amazing that the angels, God and the angels speak every language, can speak any language? Don't you find that amazing? You can pray to God in any language. Who knows? Some of these people traveling the world speaking multiple languages, 4, 5, 6, 11 languages. They might be angels down here ministering spirits, or you never know. But here's the deal. If you're seeking truth, don't expect anybody to like you unless they're seeking truth. And I'm talking about absolute truth. I'm not talking about what feels good. I'm talking about the truth. I remember first church I joined, I showed him all my notes. He said, where'd you get those notes from? He seemed kind of like he was jealous, just the way his body language was. I look back and I think about that. I said, I took these notes. Where'd you take them from? Listening to the radio, sermons on the radio. He said, that's a lot of notes. I said, I know it. I want the truth. See, some of these people, they want the truth to get a job as a pastor, get an easy job as a pastor, or get a cake job, or be seen, or they want the truth to be seen, right? They want to bring glory to themselves. I just wanted the truth because I wanted the truth. I wanted to know what this place was. I wanted to know why everything's crazy. And I was, even though I listened to 40,000 sermons and took notes like crazy and talked to a lot of people, I still wasn't getting the root truth. Because I knew there had to be a root truth, just like in math and engineering and science. Everybody's digging down to the root, you know. What is the root truth? I'm going to tell you what the root truth right now is, but I'm still going to talk. The root truth I found out was the flesh versus the spirit. The flesh versus the spirit. In Genesis, in Revelation, in the New Testament, in every dispensation, every age, it's always the flesh versus the spirit. And you might say, how did you come to that conclusion, or how is that so? The flesh is the 666 old Adamic nature. Befallen, Adam and Eve fell. Adam went down with his ship by choice, you know. Adam went down with his hip by choice. Hip, ship, same word in it. So what is the ship? The ship is integrating the hip back in. Eve is the hip. She's being integrated back in as a type and a shadow. Adam went down with the ship, and Adam all died, just like Jesus rose from the dead. In Christ, all live, if for those who believe. In Adam, all died. In the second Adam, all can live. The 666 is the flesh mind. It's enmity against God. It's fighting against God. God says you're a sinner. And mankind says, no, I'm not. I'm doing good works. I don't care about your good works. You're a sinner. Your good works are a hill of beans until you run to Jesus. Then the good works you do is because of Christ in you doing it. It's not you. It's never you doing any good works. Mankind cannot do any good works. It's all Christ. I don't care if you read Ephesians, Colossians, one verse, any verse, any book, any chapter, Old Testament, New Testament, doesn't matter what you read, it's flesh versus spirit. The energy of the flesh versus the power of the spirit. Doesn't matter what TV show you listen to, what music, what song, what. Doesn't matter where you at, what you're doing, who you're talking to. It's always, even in an argument with somebody, trying to convince somebody. I was talking about that pastor. You could see that he was like jealous that I was able to take all the notes. I mean, it was a lot. Like 4 or 5 books worth, you know. He looked at some of the notes, he realized that I wasn't playing games. Most of his congregation was just showing up to play games, there to fellowship, to eat, to have a meal, talk about football, basketball, they were never, most people, 90% of the people, 80% of the people are not introspective at all. They're not looking for truth. They're looking for what feels good. And so when you quit looking for what feels good and you start looking for the absolute truth, then you realize that's what really feels good, the truth. Woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. The thief on the cross, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. He had no works. The thief on the cross had no works. The thief on the cross had no works. On one side, that thief said, get us down out of here. Get us down. If you're Jesus, if you're God, get us off this cross. The other one said, remember me in thy kingdom. Flesh versus spirit mindset. happening all the time. As you're driving down the road, as you're sleeping, as you're getting up, as you're brushing your teeth, as you're having a conversation with somebody. Flesh versus spirit. Always. You say, well, how do I walk in the spirit? How do I think in the spirit? Take up your cross daily, even in your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. You marry somebody saved, and you think she wants the truth. She didn't want truth. She just wanted to have a baby. All she cared about was having a baby. Be like her sister. Be like everybody else. It wasn't about truth. It was about some kind of agenda to down here on this earth plane. Well, I thought I married you because you were looking for the truth. No, I want a baby. I want money. I want a baby. Oh, I married the wrong one. I thought I was marrying somebody who wanted truth. But you wanted lies. You wanted to, it was all about outward show and looking good and something down here, kingdom down here, you know. It's typical, runs across the board.